Power Plant Day concluded without the destruction of Iran's power plants. A ceasefire framework was agreed on April 7, 2026, brokered by Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehba Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir. Iran's Foreign Minister Said Abbas Araghchi issued a formal declaration on behalf of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, stating that if attacks against Iran are halted, Iran's armed forces will cease their defensive operations, and that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations. The President of the United States subsequently reposted the declaration to Truth Social under the heading Official Statement of Iran. The negotiating framework that produced the ceasefire comprised two published proposal documents. The United States submitted a 15-point proposal including dismantlement of all major nuclear facilities, an end to uranium enrichment on Iranian soil, transfer of enriched uranium stockpiles out of Iran, acceptance of international inspections, permanent renunciation of any nuclear weapons pathway, suspension of ballistic missile development, cessation of long-range missile production, an end to drone transfers and military exports to proxies, severance of support for Hezbollah, Hamas, Iraqi Shiite militias, and the Houthis' full reopening and securing of the Strait of Hormuz, cessation of threats to regional shipping and Gulf states. An acceptance of a broader regional de-escalation framework, including limits on military escalation with Israel. Iran submitted a 10-point counterproposal including a binding guarantee that the United States and its allies will not strike Iran again, a permanent end to hostilities, not a temporary ceasefire, an end to Israeli strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon, full lifting of United States sanctions, protection for Iran's regional proxies and allied militias, reopening of the Strait of Hormuz under Iranian conditions, a transit fee of approximately $2 million per ship, shared with Oman, compensation or reconstruction support for war damage inside Iran, recognition of Iran's regional security interests, and a broader framework for long-term negotiations without immediate surrender of core strategic capabilities. Amir Tsarfati, the former Israeli Defense Forces major and founder of the Evangelical Intelligence Ministry, Behold Israel, observed that both sides understand each other's positions and yet still agreed to a ceasefire, and that Trump may have blinked first. Earlier on April 7, before the ceasefire was announced, the president published a post alleging that a statement circulated by CNN purporting to be an official Iranian ceasefire declaration was a fraud, linked to a fake news site from Nigeria and picked up and broadcast by CNN as a legitimate headline. The president stated that authorities are looking to determine whether or not a crime was committed on the issuance of the fake CNN World Statement, and ordered CNN to immediately withdraw the statement with full apologies. Results of the investigation, the president stated, will be announced in the near future. The president subsequently posted the Araghchi Declaration, which he described as the actual official statement by Iran. Following the ceasefire announcement, the president published two additional posts. The first described the day as a big day for world peace, stated that Iran has had enough, and announced that the United States will be helping with the traffic buildup in the Strait of Hormuz, that big money will be made, that Iran can start the reconstruction process, and that the United States will be loading up with supplies of all kinds and just hanging around in order to make sure that everything goes well. The president described the outcome as potentially the golden age of the Middle East. The second post announced that any country supplying military weapons to Iran will be immediately tariffed at 50% on all goods sold to the United States, with no exclusions or exemptions, effective immediately. A third post stated that the United States will work closely with Iran, which the president described as having gone through what will be a very productive regime change. The Post stated there will be no enrichment of uranium, and that the United States will work with Iran to dig up and remove all of the deeply buried nuclear material using B-2 bombers, which the president described as nuclear dust. The Post stated that nothing has been touched from the date of attack. That the United States is talking tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. And that many of the 15 points have already been agreed to. The Post closed as follows. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. This correspondent notes that the phrase thank you for your attention to this matter previously appeared in the president's March 30, 2026 post outlining contingency infrastructure targets in Iran, including electric generating plants, oil wells, Karg Island, and desalination plants. It subsequently appeared in the Iran Embassy of Zimbabwe's time change request regarding power plant day. It has now appeared in the president's ceasefire deal announcement. The power plants were not touched. The gusher remains pending. Sources for this analysis are available at asayap.com/rabbittrails.